In the second half of this series, we'll continue with the guided meditations for your on the cushion time, and we'll explore more ways to bring the practice off the cushion and into your daily life. Using our weightlifting analogy, we go to the gym and lift weights. Not to get really good at lifting things, but so that we can become stronger and more resilient out in the world. We practice meditation in our mental gym to develop the strength of mindfulness and skill in concentration. With this new strength and skill, our old habits of mind become visible to us and have less autopilot control over us. As we navigate our world off the cushion, we also find that difficult people and things we encounter don't destabilize us as much or have such a negative impact on us. That's an additional benefit we're able to experience when we have less reactivity or aversion. Let's explore the impact the external world has on our experience. We may, for example, think that a sudden and significant temperature change is unpleasant, perhaps even awful and horrible. But what if the direct experience isn't actually so bad, just our reaction to it? Aversion, hating or not liking, is often a bias we add to our experience in the form of concepts and ideas that isn't inherently part of the actual direct experience. We don't add unpleasant feelings to our experience on purpose. We do it on autopilot. What do you suppose happens when we simply let go of not liking something? The other day I was in Chicago, standing outside O'Hare with my FO waiting for a hotel limo. My FO, in this case, happens to be a good friend and a fellow meditator who's fairly new to the practice. It was a typical December day, cold as hell, and windy. I looked at him, and in spite of the fact that he was dressed for the weather, his shoulders were hunched up, even with his ears. His hands were stuffed into his pockets of his overcoat, and it was pretty obvious he was all tensed up. I was amused. I made a suggestion. Relax the tension in your body, check in, and be curious about what it's like to be outside in the cold. He did so. His shoulders dropped down, he closed his eyes for a moment, and I could see him smiling. That simple check-in completely changed his relationship to his present moment experience. Lots of things going on in his body, sensations, body compensating for the gusty wind, warmth in some areas, tingling and coolness in others. The process of freezing to death wasn't going to happen in the 10 to 15 minutes it would take for our ride to arrive. Why not enjoy it? Why not bring curiosity to the direct experience of what's actually going on instead of our aversive, negative stories about it? We go through life with expectation bias. If I'm expecting that my next recurrent training event will be unpleasant, guess what happens? Expectation bias, as pilots already know, is the kind of thing that screws us up. We're cleared to land. Then we're suddenly caught by surprise when we have to do a go-around. If we haven't briefed the go-around, that is, mentally prepared for it, we're much more likely to make a mess of it. We encounter situations in the world, and if we tend to be critical or aversive, we'll tend to have a negative reaction to them. When we consciously or unconsciously react to things we perceive as unpleasant, we tend to tense up. We want to push the unpleasant thing out of our experience or recoil from it, make it go away. Often, our lives can be a relentless barrage of unpleasant things, and the tendency is to carry a lot of tension. Tension in our body and in our mind. Whether we realize it or not, that tension we carry around is something we are adding to our experience. The cold, windy weather didn't cause my FO to tense up his body. He did that on autopilot, in response to something from his thinking world of concepts and ideas. When he replaced his aversion with curiosity and let go of the tension he was carrying in his body, the whole experience changed, both physically and mentally. Instead of being awful, it was interesting, with lots of direct experiences and information being sent from his body to his receptive, curious awareness. As we begin today's meditation, we'll continue exploring our experience and try letting go of the reactivity and tension in our body while being curious about our direct experience. Go ahead and settle into your meditation posture. Establish yourself in an alert, comfortable position. Like yesterday, in today's meditation exercise, I'm going to encourage you to find what works best for you. Feel free to continue doing the three deep breaths, paying particular attention to the out-breath, or simply check in with your normal breath and see if you can shift your CG and become embodied in the breath. I'll leave this up to you. Go ahead and take a moment and do this. Now, allow the breath to return to normal. I'd like to demonstrate how a negative mind state, critical expectation bias, or a reactive momentum of mind results in tension in the body and the mind. I'm going to say a series of words as you focus on the embodied experience of breathing, and observe how these words impact you. No. Don't. Stop it. No. Did these negative statements have an impact in the body, in the mind? Check in again and center yourself in the breath. Relaxed, embodied CG. Awareness of breathing. Now I'm going to say a few different words. See how they land in your experience. Yes. Okay. Yes. Very good. Did these words have a different impact? Check in again, center yourself on the breath, and we'll continue with our meditation. go ahead and do a body scan, being curious about the areas of tension. Relax the tension in the body, and this helps relax the tension in the mind. I'll give you a moment to do this. Finishing the body scan, bring your awareness back to the sensation of the breath in the body. If discomfort or an itch arises, notice if there's irritation in the mind. See if you can let that go. And come back to the breath. If unpleasant thoughts or sensations come up, notice the tendency to contract or add tension. Then relax and allow awareness to open and simply include these things in your scan. Come back to your anchor, your horizon of the breath in the body. From time to time, do a body sweep. Briefly scan your ship's instruments for problems, for tension in the body. Then return to your horizon of the breath. Try saying okay to whatever comes up, whatever arises in your experience, pleasant or unpleasant. If it seems like too much is going on, just go back to the breath in the body. Periodically sweep the body for tension or discomfort. Then simply be okay with whatever comes up. Go ahead and work with this for a few moments, and I'll ring a bell at the end of the meditation. The no, yes exercise shows us the impact simple negativity has on our experience. And for many of us, much of our inner dialogue is critical and negative. The reasons many of us pilots carry a lot of negativity around with us are countless and varied. But the impact that momentum of negativity has on our experience is often similar. It's stress-producing, distracting, and generally unpleasant. Our negativity quite often leaves us not liking or adding tension or contracting in response to things as they arise in our experience. Think about that. What good does it do to be in conflict with things as they already are? If you frequently find yourself in conflict with things as they are, rest assured, things as they are will always win. As you go about your daily life, be aware of tension, negativity, and any sense of contracted awareness. Are you in conflict with things as they already are? When you become aware of this, just like in meditation, let it go and check in. Breath, in the body, favorable CG, and a relaxed, open, curious awareness. That's all for today. I hope you find this useful, and thanks for listening.